Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I'm here with Roger and David as usual, because we are here to toot and boot the looks of the, what are we doing? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
And it was entitled Pink Table Talks, and our runway was Clash of the Patterns. Before we get into this, are you all familiar with the Red Table Talks?
I've seen lots of clips. I've never like sat down and watched, but I've always wanted to because the clips are always so good. But I never think like, let me go to Facebook to watch TV. You know what I mean?
Right. I put it in that category of like The View and The Talk and The Real, things that I don't normally watch. But if there are clips like someone handing Lori Loughlin's daughter her ass, I'll watch.
Yeah, I've never watched it. I know that they exist. I've never watched it. I've never watched a single clip of it. So when it came to this, I wasn't really sure what to expect. Then when I saw it, I was like, it's just a talk show. That's all it is.
Yeah.
The biggest, so I just referenced one of those clips, but like the biggest thing that's come out of this, of Red Table Talk within the last year or so, was Jada and Will Smith talking about the infidelity in their marriage and you know, the arrangement in terms of in their marriage and whatever, because there was some drama with a guy that Jada was seeing.
Yeah, I think the whole like premise of the Red Table Talk that's supposed to make it like different and edgy is that like it's very much based on being very personal. Okay. And like very detailed. So I think that's what they were trying to go for with the girls this week, is like getting them to like be like just spill all their secrets, basically.
Right, to open up and be authentic.
Yeah.
As they like to say. With that in mind, based on Scarlett's critique where she kept going in and out of character, they said, which I honestly didn't have a problem with. I didn't care about that. But I also feel like, well, if you don't want them to be their drag characters, you shouldn't have them in drag. So I think it could have been interesting to have them in boy drag doing them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my own personal opinion. I am wrong all the time. I fully admit that.
Well, it's a show of contradictory opinions.
Yeah, so much. What did you think of the judging this week? Which the judging is always questionable.
Yeah, I just don't know what to expect ever, I guess, this season. But that's also, I think, what's making this season entertaining. It's like, I literally don't, like, do not know
everything
what's gonna
is unpredictable.
Happen. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess I like it, but I also am just confused by it a lot.
Yeah, the judging is, I'm trying to make myself not care about it, but every week I'm like, what's
you can't
are you talking about?
You can't care about it. You can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. Any more thoughts on the game within a game before we jump right into this?
We gotta be close, right?
Yeah.
I think so too. We're almost halfway. I mean, yeah, this week will be the sixth person gone. There'll be seven queens remaining. So that is technically the halfway point.
I mean,
you can't have Serena Chacha out the entire season and then bring her back.
Right. How do we think it's going to be presented? Like, I think once on Survivor, I think it was the winner's season, where like there's just end up like a whole episode about like, this is what's been happening kind of thing.
Right.
Or do you think, like, I wonder, like, has it been going on or is it yet to be played?
I don't know.
I think it's yet to be played. I really wish that it, the same thing like what you said in Survivor, there was one season, I think it was Redemption Island, where whoever got voted off would wait until the next person and then they'd have to compete in a challenge and whoever won that challenge would stay and then the next person who gets voted off comes and then they have to compete, whoever wins that challenge. Like that would have been cool too.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's, I don't
something
think it's happened
that we've
yet.
Never done on this show, and that's gonna, I'm gonna pick up and move myself because David, it's starting to rain here.
Yeah, I think we're about to get like slammed.
Yeah, so I am currently making my way into the building, everyone. Feel free to chit-chat while I do this.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves, everyone.
Well, we have tickets to see Ginger Minge in P-Town.
In P-Town.
If it happens. So.
And coffee is full.
Yeah.
But you know, what? People? Are they selling coffee?
They're just sitting there at the tables.
Oh, okay. Wait, Roger, what do you mean if it happens?
Oh, because the there's an outbreak of the Delta variant in P-Town.
That's not good.
That has kind of come out since the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah. And a bunch of people that were at Bear Week last week are now testing positive as well. So we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're all going to be P-Town in August, except for David.
I'm not leaving my house.
Apparently, apparently we shouldn't.
We'll see.
All right, here we go. The first thing we're going to
do
is talk about the performances and looks of the challenge. We're going to do these very quickly. We're not going to go into major detail about this, but what do you think of Eureka's performance? Hello?
Yeah, I thought her performance was good. I think, you know, she clearly has had experience now, you know, in something like this, so she's able to kind of really hone in on the emotional aspects of it. Wait, am I saying something about the look too?
Just shoot or boot the look. You can say a brief statement about it, if what you like about it.
I think just across the board, I'm thinking of just like, what does a drag talk show outfit looks like?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't get this. This doesn't fit that for me, so I'm gonna boot it.
I agree with you on that. I think this outfit does not work for any kind of talk show. It's a performance outfit to me, and I don't understand it at all. Her performance, I thought she was fantastic in, and totally knew how to be the narrator of the group, not the narrator, the moderator. Sorry, David.
Sorry, I'm getting work texts. So I feel like Eureka this season, like, it very much feels like she looks at this as a job now. You know what I mean? Like, her job now is to be on Drag Race, which like gives it a very elevated polish, which is fantastic. But also it feels like there's this like disconnect on personality for me, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so like, I think she was good because like Roger's saying, like, she has experience doing this. Like, she's been on a lot of TV shows now. She's been on Drag Race multiple times. Like, she just knows what she's doing. So how much of it is she's just been on so much that she's had practice?
Yeah. I know, I find her very inauthentic.
Yeah.
But I find that in a lot of talk show hosts as well.
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah.
And also, yeah, I just don't like this look as a talk show host. Like, no one hosts a talk show looking like this.
No one would ever wear this. Agreed. No.
Although Meghan McCain's hair looks like that every now and then on the
video. Well, Meghan McCain is on a hair journey that no one can explain. But Eureka got a 69% toot on Instagram. This, I believe, we only judge the looks on Instagram. All things are wrong. Curiously, Davenport.
I thought, you know, she was very open about, you know, transitioning and then transitioning back. And I mean, the look. Okay, maybe on a very special episode.
Yeah, you can say no. It's not a look for a talk show.
It's not. So, but I like the outfit.
Yeah.
So, boot.
Yeah, I'm gonna boot the look as well. Even though I actually really do like the look, it's wrong for the challenge. I thought she was great in the challenge. I thought it was fascinating to hear her story about transitioning and then transitioning back. I don't know why we didn't hear Eureka also lived as a trans woman while she was in college, while she was trying to figure out herself.
Oh, wow.
And we didn't get any of that. Sorry, someone's waving at me. And so I don't know why we didn't get that or what, but she had, Eureka has talked about it in other interviews. So two for her performance, a boot for this look as a talk show host.
All right.
Sorry, I'm here. I'm just working.
No, you're good.
No, I'm like kind of torn on the outfit because like I could see someone dressing up like this on a talk show, but like you're a guest on the talk show. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Yeah. And so it's just a little too much for a talk show host. I kind of liked her performance. I thought she was very authentic in herself. Mm-hmm. So I'm tuning the performance and I think I'm gonna, boot the look.
Yeah, I agree with you. On Instagram, she did get a 72% toot, and that was for this look. I don't know if people were judging this based on the performances or not, but they were told not to, but they gave her 72%. Hmm. Trinity K. Bonet.
Yeah. Also, mm-hmm. she was good in the challenge. Thought she was very solid. And then the look, I think, the look is close to what I would expect someone to wear on a talk show. So I toot the performance and the look.
I agree with you 100%. She finally we got someone who looks like they belong on a talk show. I thought she was super well-spoken about her topic. It made sense. So toots for me as well.
See, this is where I think Trinity is doing well compared to Eureka, and that like Trinity is, she knows what she's doing this time, but she's also there to like be herself and win. Whereas Eureka knows what she's doing and is just approaching this as a job. So I think she's really good. And yeah, I think she looks great.
Wonderful. She got a 79% toot on Instagram. I think that is low for this one, but I don't make the rules. Kylie Sonique Love. She was our moderator of group two. She is giving us an Ivana Trump wig for days.
She always reminds me of Ellen Barkin.
Like, she does look like Ellen Barkin.
She looks like Ellen Barkin. So I'm like, of course Ellen Barkin would wear this on a talk show.
Yeah.
Like, you know. And I think if Ellen Barkin were hosting a talk show, this is exactly what she would wear.
Agreed.
So I mean, she faded to the background in the challenge, and which sucked because she was a moderator of her particular group, but I thought the outfit worked for the challenge. So boot on the performance and toot on the outfit.
Once again, I agree with you, Roger. I thought her performance was very lackluster. And while I am a mother to a dog, I did not enjoy that being her part of the story. I thought it was very weak. but I do love this outfit. And I think she looks great, so I will toot that as well.
Were we surprised that they didn't really talk about drag motherhood?
Yes.
Right? That's not a single one of them. Went to.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Okay.
It would have been a very interesting take on the topic.
Yeah.
I just assumed that's exactly where it would go.
And it would have been really fantastic if Scarlett had talked about that because her drag mother is Pearl.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
Anywho, Kylie. So I guess like she did better than I thought she would.
Okay.
But I guess she still didn't do good. Is how I feel about it.
That is like, assessment.
It wasn't like bad. Like I wasn't like, ugh, like rough girl. It was just like, oh, like she was herself, which is fine. But yeah, it's like it's a boot, but it's not like a mean boot. But no, I love
not
the
a harsh
look.
Boot at all.
Yeah, yeah. I love the look. I think this is very talk show host, like 80s, 90s, or like Kathy Lee even getting drunk
little
in like
Kathy Lee
2008.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Totally. She got a 79% too on Instagram right. as well.
Okay.
Scarlett Envy.
We kind of talked about it a little bit already in terms of the performance. But I just because Scarlett's always been like the actress, that's kind of her thing, that's what she presents herself as. that's what I got out of the show and the edit. And this hair looks like it was the hair from the challenge that they were at. She wasn't part of the Britney network. She was part of the other one, I guess, right? No, she was on the Mariah, I think, one. But the outfit, I think the outfit, you know, is very like 700 Club.
She looks very much like a televangelist's wife.
Yes. So, like, I guess in that respect, boot on the performance, but two on the outfit.
All right. I'm actually going to toot her performance as well because I didn't mind it at all. I could easily see a talk show host acting the way she did. It's not authentic, I guess, is the issue that they have, but it's totally what a talk show host would do. They try to be cute and funny and break in. And I think she's just not the natural comedian because you see it later when Pandora does it as well. And even Ginger Minge did it as well. And they didn't get read for it, but I think it's because they're more naturally funny and Scarlett to me is not. This look is crazy and I love it. So I'm going to toot that look as well.
Rue said it best. Rue said it for me.
Oh, it was uncomfortable.
She just, I told you a few weeks ago, I don't like her face. Like, I just.
This makeup is very harsh.
Yeah. And, for someone that really went to bat for this particular topic, she didn't delve into she didn't delve into it. There was like, what was it about your mother finding her sexuality, the truth about her sexuality later in life that affected you? What is it,
I don't know. So David, are you booting the performance and the look?
I can.
That is fair. It was a 53% boot on Instagram as well. So you are not in the minority. Raja D. O'Hara?
Yeah, she's one of those that is like, kind of, her momentum is kind of like, it's like very steady. I think it's great. I am now blanking on what her mother. And her mother being very conservative and, they used to be tight and now they're not, which led to Kylie's like, don't let the child make the grown-up decisions, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. She gave Kylie her best moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think out of the three, she was probably, she was the best. But I think because the other two were just so kind of low on the,
That's the
on the barometer there. And the outfit, I think, works for the challenge. And I think she looks great in red. So toot on the performance and toot on the outfit.
Yes, I agree. Toots and toots for me as well. Her performance, I think because her group was so lackluster that she shone, but she had a personal story to tell. She got it out. And this outfit totally works as a talk show host. So toots for me.
Nice.
I mean, I think she was just like okay for me, like a middle of the road, like safe. Yeah. I liked it. She looks like a talk show host, so I give it two soft toots, but she didn't stand out for me.
Agreed.
Yeah.
52% toot, so we're all right on that same wavelength. It's right in the middle. Ginger Minge, this is a terrible photo, but this is the photo they put up for her.
Anyone else surprised that she won this?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they had a winning team and a winning individual separate. That just felt weird.
Felt very weird and very produced.
Exactly. Yeah. So in terms of her performance, I thought Ginger was fine. I didn't think that Ginger kind of outshone Eureka or Trinity or Akiria. I do the personal story. I thought was very affecting. And it just, you know, and
honestly, I mean, who doesn't love a story about poop?
Right. But then, but she also didn't really do anything to kind of uplift Pandora and Jan as well.
No, so, she made it her show.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I guess a soft toot on the performance, but I did not like this outfit. I didn't think it was, you know, so I was going to boot it.
I'm booting this outfit as well. I don't like it. I think it's actually ugly. And this brocade fabric doesn't work on many bodies, especially a plus size body. Right. I hate the wig. I hate her makeup. Her performance was fine. But again, I do feel like she stole focus from her group. And I don't know if that's because Jan and Pandora were just not up to it, or if she was just steamrolling it so that she shone brighter. But I'll give it a very soft toot for her performance.
I don't know. Like, I get why she won, why they chose her as a winner at the end of the day. I think it was a good, solid performance. I think it was what they were looking for.
Right.
Good. Mm-hmm. So I toot it in that regard, and that she won the challenge.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, the look is just really kind of, I can't like get Alice Brady Bunch out of my head. Like, this is Alice going to a gala.
Yeah. She's going to the butcher's ball.
Yeah. There's just something about Ginger that I just feel like so many of her looks have, they make her look so much older.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going very old. This is like an old housewife.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. Instagram was fine with it. They thought it was a 65% toot.
Whatever. And this is for the look or the performance?
This was for the, I specifically said the look, but I don't know if people were judging based on looks or performance or both.
Yeah, sure.
So that's what it is. Pandora box.
Oh, I have such a soft spot for Pandy. But again, I think, you know, her entire thing this season is like, they don't show much of her.
Agreed.
And she also wrote on social media that she said a lot, but a lot of it wasn't shown.
Yeah.
We can only talk about what we did see, and doesn't really delve into the like the ageism of the community and the like, you know, sure, you're twink, but not a twink anymore, and you know, and but like, what does that mean to you? And right. Throws in a very like, you know, self-deprecating joke, which seems a little which seems more natural to her than Scarlett, but it doesn't really delve anymore. And I like the outfit. I mean, I can see this as a talk show. So boot on the performance, but toot on the outfit.
I love the outfit as well. I love this hair on her. I think it's really good. It's different for her. The outfit's cute as well. I have to agree on the performance. I'm good on with the performance of it. I thought she was fine, but I mean, she wasn't part of like the first 2 minutes of it. Like, she didn't even get to say a word. And I don't know if that's editing or if she was just waiting her turn or whatever, but it just didn't go anywhere either. So I'd have to boot it as well.
Yeah, she just doesn't have like, I don't like, I hate making it about like, I don't like when we say like queens have to be these big, loud, huge personalities to be talented, because they don't. But it also just doesn't feel like there is a spark. I don't know. It's just kind of.
Yeah. It feels like she's holding back something.
Yeah. Maybe.
And I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Because I love Pandora. She's one of my favorite queens from Drag Race. And this is not the queen that I fell in love with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hate saying this. She seems like tired.
She's very old.
That's why I hate saying that, but that's like how it's coming across. Of just like, she's just like, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
And all the other girls are like, I want my best to be better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is it.
There's a certain drive that's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anymore. Yeah.
All right. She got 55% too, kind of right down the middle. Very acceptable. Finally, we have Jan. Oh, Jan.
I feel bad.
I'm going to say, oh, Jan. Go ahead. I thought you were going to hold your breath.
Oh, no. I feel bad for Jan because I think it's like, I think this is who she is. And she's being judged really hard for just who she is. And that has to probably be really, really difficult.
I agree.
Yeah, the problem is, I believe that if this is who she is as well, that it's just very annoying to me. Yeah. It's so much energy that I can't keep up.
Yeah, it just doesn't, it doesn't mesh well, you know.
Right.
In a competition like this, in a challenge like this, and even just what she had to say about, you know, just gaining weight and stuff, like, she also didn't really delve into it. And I don't really honestly feel what I understood what her issues were regarding, you know, what she was trying to say.
Yeah. My issue with her performance was that in the middle, like the very first thing that she said was, that's the vulnerability that the judges are looking for. I was like, why are you talking about the judges on this talk show?
Yeah. I think
it ultimately took me completely out of what they're doing is like, oh, you're still in the competition mode.
And see, that's the thing. I think ultimately what I feel when I see Jan is, I'm seeing Jan who's on Drag Race, and that's all, you know, she's never not thinking that she's on Drag Race.
Right.
And you know, instead of just being the Jan sport that we all know and love.
Yeah. Which is probably the same energy. It just comes across very weird because she's competing all the time.
Right.
So for me, this is a boot and a boot, because this outfit, she's wearing a bodysuit. While it's a bodysuit, it is a bodysuit.
We just want her to be a mess like she is in the clubs.
Exactly.
And she doesn't want to get messy.
I would say that there are some queens that are great drag queens and just not drag race queens.
Yeah.
And I think Jan is one of them. Yeah. All right, give me your toots and boots for her.
Oh, I'm going to boot the performance and boot the outfit.
Good. David?
I'm going to toot the performance because I think she was herself.
Okay.
But yeah, this is not I don't understand this outfit for hosting a talk show.
Performing as Lady Gaga again, apparently.
Yeah, no, it's not right. I love the wig.
I like the wig too. I also think the wig doesn't match the outfit. Not that she didn't need to wear a blue wig or a purple outfit, but it just doesn't, it needs to be like a blonde or a natural color with this outfit. It was split right down the middle, 50-50 for Jane. RuPaul, quickly, this was her runway look and also her season 13 promo look, in case you
too. I love it. I love the combination with the wig.
Yeah, I actually, like, this photo doesn't capture how cool it all looked.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, this wig is gorgeous. It's the first time she's worn a wig that is not blonde this season, so bravo to you. It was a big 93% toot on Instagram. Nice. What about Bianca Del Rio in her Norma Desmond fantasy?
I give it a toot because it was Norma Desmond fantasy, and I love it.
I actually read on Instagram that she made this herself. I know she makes most of her stuff, but she made this herself, and it is a replication of the Norma Desmond outfit from Broadway. So bravo to you, Bianca. Toot, toot, toot.
David.
So good. I just never thought she would ever step on like a RuPaul's Anything soundstage again. So yeah. I can't believe she even did what she did. Just
I incredible. Think she happened to be there that day and they're like, do you want to do this? And she's like, eh, sure.
Yeah.
But there's no
and other I have this outfit in my trunk, so let me just go grab it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Do you guys ever watch Crazy Rich Asians?
I'm sorry?
Have you guys ever watched Crazy Rich Asians?
Yes.
Bianca has like what like Awkwafina has in her trunk.
Oh my god, like, exactly.
A cocktail dress, like walk of shame dress, just, and like another dress. So she's always ready to go.
Always ready. That is Bianca Del Rio. She got just an 89% toot on Instagram. So some people are hating on this outfit for some reason. Mayhem Miller as our lip sync assassin in purple velvet from head to toe.
She literally looks like a character from Beauty and the Beast, like one of the servants that got transformed into like a tassel. You know what I mean? Like
That's so much better than my Disney reference. I was like, are we at the Festival of Fools from Notre Dame?
That too. Very that.
The Feast of Fools, I mean.
Yeah, I don't care what it looks like. I love it. I think she looks great.
No. I hate it.
I don't like it.
You are not alone because it did get just a 53% toot on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, on to our runway.
She's a fucking tassel, David.
She is. Look at her.
I love it.
All right,
I saw that in my grandma's house growing up.
Mayhem Miller. all right, clash of the pattern, starting with Miss, what's her name, Trinity?
Yes.
I think this is just one pattern.
I'm going to agree with you 1,000%. It is one pattern. While it is beautiful, I have to give it a boot because it's not a clash of patterns.
Right.
I want to toot it because the outfit's amazing, but I think I'm going to boot it because it's not the assignment. It's only one pattern.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Gotta boot it.
I think if the bodysuit bustier thing was just in a different pattern, this would be stunning.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. good. But yeah, as an outfit, it's a toot. As the runway, it's a boot.
Yeah. But why I gotta be Black Panther?
Panther. It was an 88% toot on Instagram because people just like this outfit, I think.
Yeah.
Eureka O'Hara gave us clash of every pattern.
Ooh, I hate doing this because I don't like Eureka, but I'm gonna toot it. Because I really like it. The fit is good.
The fit is good.
And for as many patterns as they are, as for whatever is going on here, I think it looks good.
All right.
I'm going to toot it, but it's a very soft toot. Like, I just find it to look very quilty, you know, like my mom has made a quilt like this out of like just scraps of cloth, you know, and it's beautiful and fun and cool, but like it looks like she took a quilt off a bed and made a dress, and I just don't like that. That's my reference.
Right,
it's a very soft toot for me as well, mainly because we had Utica Queen on last season who knew how to put patterns together that should not go together and look good together. This is a hot mess of patterns. And I know that it's supposed to be a clash of the patterns, but it's almost like an eyesore to me. And I hate her wig. She got a big 91% toot on Instagram. That was, I believe, the top toot of the week from Instagram.
The kids love her.
Akira C. Davenport giving us no clash of patterns whatsoever, but giving us a dress form dummy.
You know, I didn't like this, and I think that a lot of people did, but I didn't. It just didn't look right to me, so I'm gonna boot it.
It's a boot for me as well, because she didn't do the assignment either. And my favorite parts of it are the pincushion and the wig made out of measuring tapes and the clear boots. Everything else I don't like.
I love it. I think it's really cool. It's just not the assignment.
Correct.
Still, again, but it's more than Trinity did. Like, there is a pattern on the bustier, and there's a pattern on the train. Like, I get what she was going for. Like, she wanted that deconstructed-y kind of thing, but, like, it was too deconstructed. Like,
she also did a similar look to this on her season of the plastic surgery bodysuit.
Right. Okay.
So it's also not a huge surprise to me.
Yeah, I think I need to boot it because it just didn't come across.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a low to 59% on Instagram. Raja G. O'Hara.
I'm going to boot. I think there's various patterns here, but it all kind of fits together and very much speaks to kind of her aesthetic that she wants to.
Did you say you're booting it?
Toot? Did I say boot?
Okay. Toot. I'm sorry, I thought you said boot. Toot. I really like this. The only thing I would change about it is I don't like pants, but I'm not a big fan of pants on the runway. So I wanted it to be like a big full skirt that kind of tiered out with different layers of fabric, of patterns. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I would change about it. Other than that, I really, really like this. So it's a toot for me.
Yeah, this is a big toot for me. Do you know what it reminds me of? Did any of y'all's moms or grandmas shop at Chico's?
At Chico's?
Yeah. Oh my God, it was this like upscale like women's ladies boutique and it would be like classy like stuff. And this feels like an upscale version of Chico's. Okay. And I love it.
Oh, nice.
All right. She did get a toot on Instagram of just 78%. which I think is low, yeah. But that's just my opinion. Kylie Sonique Love.
All right. Hey guys, I have to run.
I know you have to jump off.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have to jump off because it's like a 15-minute drive to where I need to go. I'm gonna toot this because I love it. Although not many patterns, but
it is not many patterns.
It is not many patterns, but Barry, just shoot me screenshots of whoever's left, and I'll let you know
your results.
Yeah. I love you guys.
Bye, Roger. I'll see you in a couple of weeks then.
Yes, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Thanks, Roger. All right. He tooted this. What do you think, David?
I tooted it because I just think she looks amazing. And like, I guess it is different animal prints, which is patterns, I guess. Like, it just feels like she's just there on making it the assignment. Mm-hmm. And I think she looks great. So I toot it. But I understand why folks might have issues with this.
I'm booting it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't actually like the shape of it even. Yeah, it's just my own personal thing. And they raved about her shoes saying how beautiful they were. And I was like, it's a beige mule with a heel. what really throws it off for me is this fedora hat. I've complained about fedora hats this season already. I don't like it. When she took it off, I thought the outfit was much better. I do love this hair that she's wearing, but I'm going to boot it overall. Sorry.
I'm such a sucker for like the female pop star, and that's what she serves me so much that she I does. Think that's why I love it.
Okay. Perfectly acceptable. Yeah. It was a 66% toot on Instagram as well. This like one it. Might be jarring to a lot of people. Scarlet Envy with her patterns.
It once again was like this weird attempt at authenticity that came across as weird. Like she did with her two moms. Like, I have two moms and I want to talk about it. And then it went nowhere. And then it's like, Look at these love letters between my grandparents, but she doesn't really talk about it. And it's just like, it just feels like a try hard. That's just her. That's how I feel.
It's okay. So are you booting the look overall?
I think I need to also because it looks like a single pattern almost.
Okay.
Like she looks like a bandana to me, which is a pattern.
Oh, sure.
So
I see.
And like you can even like see like on her crotch area and her chest, like there is a symmetry in it that, to me, it created its own pattern.
I agree. I think the dress was just too well done.
Yeah.
To make it look like contrasting patterns, which it is. There are polka dots, there's gingham, there's stripes, there's these letters thrown in there as well. There's block patterns. So it is very patterned, but mm-hmm. it's a pattern that the way they created the dress doesn't look like it's a clash of patterns. It makes it look like a pretty dress.
It's a pattern of patterns.
Exactly.
It's a pattern of patterns.
I think her hair and makeup is beautiful, and I don't want to boot it. I'm not going to. I'm going to give it a very soft two because I love the dress, and it she did meet the assignment, even though it doesn't look like it.
I think I got to boot it.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It was a big 84% toot on Instagram. Well liked by people.
All right.
Good old Jan. This outfit is actually lavender purplish. It doesn't show up in the work, the stage lights, obviously, that way. It's a big old boot for me.
I
just think it's ugly.
Honestly, I'm struggling with why people hate it so much.
Okay.
I don't hate it. I think the bags are such a cute touch of adding like different things for your eyes to go to. I like how many things there are for my eyes to go to, but I can zoom out and also just see a single outfit.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was a stretch with the bags to add the patterns in there. I do love that the one bag matches her dress. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't understand these stirrup chaps with the socks over them. I don't understand that at all.
I think she was just trying to go for as many patterns as possible.
I guess so.
And like the hair and the poofs, like it's just so signature Jan that I was just like, oh, okay. Like I was feeling the Jantasy, I guess.
All right. Feel that Jantasy. You want to give her a toot for this?
You know what? I'm going to give her a toot. Someone
should. For you.
Thank you.
It was an 85% boot.
That's so high.
Sorry.
Oh Ginger my God. this is a lot.
I'm booting it. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't like
because
it.
Because to me, it's not really a clash of patterns as much as a clash of colors. The pattern is all the same.
Yeah. And also, I didn't get Safari until she made comments about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I see it.
No, and that little fishing net she brought, that's not a butterfly net.
Right. Yeah, right. I booted too. It didn't work for me.
Yeah. It was a 72% toot on Instagram. So God bless them. Finally, we have Pandora Box doing Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
I mean, we got the reference immediately. And when you do that, I think that's impressive. And like, it looks good. Like, it's cute. I like how you like can see like legs almost on the dress.
I know. It's I love clear. That pattern there makes it look like it's a cutout of her legs. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I give it a toot. It's cute.
I'm going to toot it as well. I think it's really cute. I wish that she would have laid, I know that this is a Sally reference, so the hair, I really like this wig, but I wish it was kind of Tim Burton crazy hair instead. That's my only thing that it would change. Not that it changes my opinion of it, but I also like that the neon patterns are all different patterns, but kind of work together with the stitching. So I toot it. It was a 73% toot on Instagram.
Do we think she's going to get clocked at any point on like elevating her makeup?
In my opinion, I don't think she's going to last much longer anyway. Okay. I think she's coming up on the end of her run.
Mm-hmm.
Personally. So I don't know that they will clock her for that. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know.
Are we getting a Snatch Game this week?
No, it's an acting challenge this week.
Oh, great.
And you know, they showed us two people that were struggling. I'm sure one of them is a misdirect and one of them is not, but it was Kylie struggling and Rajadee O'Hara struggling. So I don't know what's gonna happen with that. One of them will probably win the challenge and one will be in the bottom. I don't know. Who is your top toot of the performances this week?
Do we have like a chart?
No, I didn't do it.
No, okay. Who is my top
performance? Let me scan. Oh, no. All right, so we started with Eureka.
You know Ethereum, what? I'm gonna
and Trinity. They were our winning group.
Yeah, yeah. I think my top performance was Akiria.
Akiria, great.
Yeah, just because she was like, I just appreciated how real she was.
I appreciate that as well. Yeah. I'm gonna give mine to Trinity here. I think.
I think that's right.
I enjoyed it. What about their outfits? The favorite outfit fitting the challenge. We did not, you like Ginger's, it didn't fit. No, not Ginger, Eureka. Akiria, we were kind of down on as well. Mm-hmm. We loved Trinity's. Mm-hmm. We liked Kylie's. Scarlett was a toss-up. Raja was okay. Ginger was bad. Pandora was fine. And Jan was not great.
No, I think it's definitely Trinity.
Trinity? I'm actually going to give mine to Kylie.
Oh.
I loved her look. I thought it worked perfectly for what the challenge was. All right. And finally, our top toot of the week for the runway. Do you need to look, browse through them all?
Yeah, we could do a quick.
Quick browse. This Trinity. Is Trinity. Eureka. Akiria. Raja. Kylie. Scarlett, Jan, give it to Jan, Ginger, and Pandora.
I think I'm going to give mine to Raja.
Mine goes to Raja as well. I thought she did the best with the challenge. I would actually put Pandora as my second choice because I really liked this.
I thought you were going to say Pandora.
Yeah.
For your top.
Yeah. I really did like it, but I like Raja's better. If Raja had turned the pants into a skirt, it would have been a shoot for me, honestly.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all we got today. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
I hope your night is better and a little more relaxed.
Me too.
Don't do too much work later on.
No, I save all my work for like early mornings. Okay, so good. I'll taper off now.
All right. Enjoy your evening and I'll be back with you. Are you coming into the office tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to come in tomorrow where awesome. I'm going to take an extended lunch and we're going to buy Richard his engagement ring.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I will see you tomorrow because I will be here as well.
That's good.
And that's that. Thanks everyone for watching and listening. Roger, we love you, even though you had to jump off, I know. And David, of course, I love you. So love have you a good night and take care.
Bye.
Everyone. Bye.